COVID-19 vaccine says. Dr. Fauci answers the two questions he keeps getting on vaccines. Oxford University researchers say their COVID-19 vaccine is most effective as two shots. Pandemic straining mental health and worsening shortage of care providers in U.S. Overwhelming majority of Americans report wearing masks, survey finds. And also an article from the Texas Tribune, Texas officials expect it to take months for coronavirus vaccine to be available to anyone who wants it. First, we'll take a look at the numbers on this Friday. From the Odessa American, Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 11,085. Ector County negative, 36,740 out of 48,354 tested, with 529 pending, 166 deaths. Recovered, 9,423. Active, 1,496. ECISD daily cases, 3 students, 6 staff. And from the Midland Reporter-Telegram, city reports COVID cases down 45.3% compared to top of the spike. The number of cases through Wednesday of this week is more than 12% lower than the last week and the lowest through Wednesday going back to late October. The Midland Health Department reported on Thursday there were 382 unconfirmed cases on Sunday through Wednesday of this week. That number is 12.8% lower than the 438 confirmed cases last week and a 45.3% drop versus the number of cases on November 15th through the 19th, 699. The 382 cases are also the least since October 25th through the 28th, 348, before the November spike. Overall, the city of Midland reports 12,092 total cases, both confirmed and unconfirmed. Going back to November 21st, there are 16 days when case numbers haven't been updated. City officials expect that number will drop as more staff have been added to health department efforts to confirm cases. The city reported 105 unconfirmed cases Wednesday, a drop of 30.9% compared to the previous Wednesday. The city also reported the 173rd COVID-related death during the pandemic. A woman in her 60s with underlying health conditions died Wednesday, who was being treated at Midland Memorial Hospital. And now we'll take a look at coronavirus briefs. Vice President Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence got the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at the White House today on live TV in an effort to vouch for the vaccine's safety and efficacy. It comes as the Food and Drug Administration prepares to authorize a second coronavirus vaccine developed by Moderna. An FDA panel deemed the vaccine to be highly effective in clinical trials, clearing the path for approval. The United States reported its highest single-day numbers of deaths, hospitalizations, and new infections on Thursday, with more than 252,400 cases added to the nation's total. 562,000 U.S. COVID-19 deaths are projected by April, up significantly from the last CDC update. The overwhelming majority of Americans say they wore masks in a new survey. The Southern California region that includes San Diego and Los Angeles said its ICU capacity fell to 0% on Thursday as the state set national records for new cases and record deaths. As COVID-19 vaccinations continue to roll across the U.S., hospitals hit new records for a 12th straight day. And now here are some short articles. U.S. says it's waiting for confirmation on additional 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, from CNN's Sarah Murray. The U.S. federal government said that Pfizer has promised 20 million doses of vaccine by the end of December, but the company has yet to confirm this number. In a statement on Thursday, the U.S. Health and Human Services Department accounts for about 10 million doses. Close to 3 million of them have been distributed. We thank Pfizer for its partnership, resulting in no delayed shipments of the first 2.9 million doses this week. And we are grateful that it has on hand, to the best of our knowledge, more than 7 million doses for the U.S. vaccination effort, the statement said. Here's a rundown of those Pfizer doses in the U.S. 2.9 million will be shipped as a second dose in 3 weeks. 500,000 doses as safety stock. Over 4 million doses for next week's allocation. Approximately 2 million of which will be delivered at the state's direction to sites starting on Monday. The other 2 million are being held as a second dose. Although Pfizer announced earlier this year it was reducing its global production estimates for 2020 from 100 million doses to 50 million doses, it assures the United States is on track to receive at least 20 million doses by the end of December, although we await final confirmation, the statement continued. The statement comes after states expressed confusion that they were being told to expect fewer vaccines than they were initially promised. Pfizer has said there were no production issues and there are millions more doses in its warehouse, but that the company has not received any shipment instructions for additional doses. How the vaccine gets from the lab to your arm. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine from the labs to your arm is a long road that requires a carefully thought-out chain of transportation to keep the vials at the right temperature. Here's a look at how that process works. Step 1, the manufacturer packs the doses into trucks. The trays of vaccine are stored in special boxes that are packed with dry ice and equipped with a temperature sensor and GPS tracker. Step 2, those trucks head to the airport and the boxes are put on cargo and passenger planes. On the plane, the vaccines are stored in special cooling containers, some of them with the ability to regulate the temperature and send an alert if something is wrong. Step 3. Once the planes land at airports around the country, some of the containers are stored in special cold facilities, while others are packed on more trucks to head to hospitals. Companies like FedEx and UPS will drive the doses to their destination. Step 4. Healthcare workers take the trays out of the boxes and put them in freezers. These workers then begin the process of turning the vials into injections. Walgreens begins vaccinating people in long-term care facilities, from CNN Health's Andrea Diaz. U.S. pharmacy Walgreens began administering Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine to residents and staff at long-term care facilities in Ohio and Connecticut on Friday. According to a news release, the pharmacy's team members will administer the vaccine in approximately 800 long-term care facilities across 12 states starting the week of December 21st and will expand vaccinations to nearly 3 million residents and staff at 35,000 long-term care facilities as states finalize their plans. Walgreens is very proud to be a part of this historic milestone to begin administering Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to our most vulnerable populations, John Stanley, president of Walgreens, said in the news release. With more than a decade of experience administering various vaccines, we have the deep expertise to support this unprecedented effort to allow our nation to emerge from this pandemic. Walgreens team members have conducted approximately 150,000 off-site visits since 2015 and more than 70 million vaccinations over the last decade, the company said. I haven't had one bit of trouble, nursing home resident who took the COVID-19 vaccine says, from CNN's Aditi Sengal. Pat John, a nursing home resident who received the COVID-19 vaccine, says everyone should be willing to take it. After taking the vaccine, she said she felt fine. I haven't had one bit of trouble, she told CNN. She added, I think everyone should be willing to take it after all the billions they have spent to make us well. And I think it's foolish for anyone not to take it when it's available, because years ago for polio, diphtheria, all the different diseases, and it's corrected. Why not this? And it doesn't hurt. So I wholeheartedly think everyone should take it. Dr. Fauci answers the two questions he keeps getting on vaccines. From CNN's Melissa Mattani. Moments after Vice President Mike Pence received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, Dr. Anthony Fauci took to the stage to address the key concerns he keeps hearing on vaccines. Two questions get asked when people have hesitancy or reluctance to get vaccinated, he said. Did you go too quickly? Is the first. The answer to that, the speed, was a reflection of extraordinary scientific advances and did not compromise safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity, he said. He continued, the next question is, okay, but what about the fact, is it really safe and is it really effective? Or is this something the government is trying to put over on us? Is this something the companies want to take advantage of? Well, let's take a look at what's happened over the past few months. We've had clinical trials, and thanks to the volunteers in that trial, in tens of thousands, who put themselves on the line to prove to the country and the world that these are safe and effective products. The decision as to whether or not it's safe and effective was not in the hands of the company, nor was it in the hands of the administration. It was in the hands of independent bodies of individuals, scientists, vaccinologists, ethicists, statisticians, to examine the data independently and say it's ready to look at for approval, at which point the company submits it to the FDA, and together with the advisory committee of the FDA, make the decision it is ready to go. So the process was totally independent and totally transparent. Fauci described the moment as unprecedented, but also bittersweet for all the lives that have been lost. However, he expressed hope that with the vaccine, the months ahead would get sweeter. Oxford University researchers say their COVID-19 vaccine candidate is most effective as two shots. From CNN Health's Jessica Ferger. Researchers at Oxford University say the coronavirus vaccine they developed with AstraZeneca works best as a two-shot sequence, just as Moderna's and Pfizer's vaccines do. In a separate study, they found the vaccine, which is in advanced clinical trials, produces a broad immune response that doctors hope could provide strong immune protection against infection. In one study, the researchers checked to make sure two doses were really necessary, and if so, both had to be two full doses. A booster dose of vaccine induced stronger antibody responses than a dose-sparing half-dose boost. And although the magnitude of T-cell responses did not increase with either boost dose, these data support the two-dose vaccine regimen that is now being evaluated in Phase 3 clinical trials, they wrote in the report, published in the journal Nature Medicine. Half-dose or full-dose? The study was conducted before AstraZeneca released confusing data that indicated giving a half-dose as the first shot might provide better protection. It was a small group of volunteers who got the half-dose, and AstraZeneca has indicated the dosing was a mistake, so this study doesn't shed light on those findings. How it differs from other vaccines. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is different from the Pfizer vaccine now being rolled out in the U.S. and Britain, and similar to Moderna's vaccine being considered by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Those vaccines use genetic material known as messenger RNA. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine uses an adenovirus, a common virus that causes cold-like symptoms, that has been genetically altered to carry a gene for a coronavirus protein that trains the immune system to recognize the invader. Pandemic straining mental health and worsening shortage of care providers in U.S. From CNN's Jen Rose Smith. At a time when the pandemic is straining mental health, many people are going without care altogether. Experts in the U.S. say the pandemic is worsening a shortage of mental health care providers that far predates the current crisis. Even before the pandemic, one in five Americans had a diagnosable mental health condition, according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. More than half received no treatment at all, found a report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. A lack of care compounds the consequences of mental illness. With nearly 41% of Americans struggling with mental health issues related to the pandemic, according to a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention survey, treatment is an increasingly scarce resource. Whether you find help at all may depend on where you live, who you are, and how much you have to spend. In more than half the counties, and most of them rural, there were no mental health providers, said Paul Gianfrido, president of Mental Health America, a nonprofit with a mission to address the needs of those with mental illness. Even in urban areas where care is theoretically available, finding a provider can be hard, and there can be extra challenges based on race, gender, sexuality, and age. Overwhelming majority of Americans report wearing masks, survey finds. By Taylor Telford, Washington Post. Most Americans believe it is everyone's responsibility to mask up to protect themselves and others in the pandemic, a new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found. Of more than 1,675 Americans surveyed in early December, 73% said they wear a mask whenever they leave home. That percentage has increased by a double-digit percentage points across partisans and across age groups since May, said the survey published Friday. The percentage is also up from 65% in early October, according to an Axios Ipsos poll, suggesting a gradual increase in mask wearing. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has called masks the most important, powerful public health tool in combating the coronavirus. A growing body of research shows widespread mask use can save scores of lives and stave off economic damage. And a June analysis from Goldman Sachs estimated that a 15% increase in universal masking could prevent lockdowns and reduce associated losses of up to $1 trillion. Still, one-third of respondents to the Kaiser survey held at least one misconception about mask usage. Resistance to mask wearing and belief that it is a personal choice is highest among those who also hold at least one misconception about face coverings, the survey found. Among adults who believe at least one misconception about face masks, 6 in 10, 61%, say they think the seriousness of coronavirus is being exaggerated, the survey said. Half say wearing a mask is a personal choice. More than two-thirds of respondents said they are worried that they or someone in their family will get sick from the coronavirus, the highest share since Kaiser began tracking this question in February. Half said they thought the worst of the pandemic was yet to come. And now here's our article from the Texas Tribune that was published yesterday. Texas officials expect it to take months for coronavirus vaccine to be available to anyone who wants it. By Karen Brooks Harper. Texans can expect to see widespread distribution of COVID-19 vaccines by March to recipients beyond the frontline healthcare workers who are currently receiving them, including teachers and senior citizens, Governor Greg Abbott said Thursday. There will be multiple vaccines available to us by the time we get to March, and we'll be providing far more doses of vaccines than we currently have, he said in remarks from the UPS Distribution Center in Austin. Abbott added that he had not gotten the vaccine, but will at the appropriate time. The governor and the state's leading health authority both stopped short of saying that a vaccine would be available to anyone who wants it in that short time frame. It'll still be weeks, perhaps months, before it is absolutely available to anyone who chooses to have it, And also in the meantime, we need to continue the kinds of things that have gotten us this successful so far, said Texas Department of State Health Services Commissioner John Hellerstedt. I can guarantee you that there's still an emphasis on increasing our capacity to have these vaccines as soon as possible and as a greater quantity as possible. Hellerstedt called the vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna, the latter of which is expected to win federal emergency use approval this week, absolute gold and a platinum standard for their safety and effectiveness rates above 94%. Abbott called the vaccine a transformational medicine that will help Texans get back to normal as quickly as possible. Patients, continued social distancing and masking practices would need to continue as more producers of the vaccine make hundreds of millions more doses available in the coming months, he said. We are very, very blessed to have that level of protection right around the corner, Hellerstedt said, but we're going to have to be patient. Nearly a 250,000 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine have been arriving at hospitals and healthcare facilities around Texas this week. 1 million more doses from Pfizer and Moderna are expected to land in the state in the coming days, Abbott said. That will allow us to be well over 1 million people who will be vaccinated just in the state of Texas alone, just this month, he said. Those numbers will continue to increase as the production continues to increase. He also pointed to vaccines in development from Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca that he said would ramp up the distribution even faster in the new year. Some 110 sites, from the Rio Grande Valley to the Panhandle, will have gotten the doses by the end of the day Thursday, Abbott said, including hard-hit border communities and the state's largest cities, with some of Texas's highest death tolls. Texas is on deck to receive 1.4 million doses before the end of the year as part of the first phase of the largest national immunization program in American history. The next round of vaccines will go to clinics and other medical practices, pharmacies, freestanding emergency rooms, urgent care centers, long-term health care facilities, state hospitals, local health departments, and the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Abbott's office said. Frontline healthcare workers, after 9 months of battling the deadly disease that has claimed more than 300,000 lives nationally and nearly 25,000 in Texas, are first in line for the injections, which began in Texas on Monday. Abbott said Thursday that he hopes teachers, who he called frontline workers and pivotal to our society, will be near the front of the line as the vaccine gets more widely distributed in the coming weeks and months. Part of restoring normalcy in our state is to make sure we get our kids back in schools in a learning environment that is best for them, and part of achieving that goal is to make sure that we will have teachers in a safe and secure situation, vaccinated, able to be in a classroom teaching, without fear of getting COVID-19, Abbott said. So I urge and hope that teachers will be near the front of the line in receiving this vaccine. Abbott also reiterated his position that there will be no more shutdowns in Texas. He also said the Texas Capitol building, where lawmakers are set to convene the 2021 legislative session next month, should be reopened, will be reopened, but did not give a timeline for that. As of Thursday, there were at least 9,528 hospitalized patients in Texas with confirmed coronavirus infections. This data does not account for people who are hospitalized but have not gotten a positive test, and the Texas Department of State Health Services says some hospitals may be missing from some daily counts. Texas is participating in the Pharmacy Partnership for Long-Term Health Program, a federal program to vaccinate residents and staff of long-term care facilities. Vaccine doses will be distributed free from partnering Walgreens and CVS locations to facilities, which are set to receive them starting Monday, December 21st, Abbott's office said last week. More than 1,200 skilled nursing facilities and more than 2,000 other long-term care facilities, with a total of more than 225,000 beds, had registered for the program as of last week, Abbott's office said. The program will begin on December 28th. And that is your coronavirus update to wrap up the week. As of December 18th, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas, I'm Michael. Coming up, we'll bring you some Christmas music to take you to 2 o'clock, when we'll bring you the USA Today edition, bringing you national news. And then at 3 o'clock, of course, is our local news program. Here are some of the articles that our volunteers are reading today. From the front page of the Midland Reporter-Telegram, the vaccines are here. Midland Health begins vaccinating employees. Election. Changes coming to Odessa City Council after incumbents lose in major upset. Election. Katie Joyner says she's up for job of school board rep in District 4. State lifts business restrictions on Midlands region. And from Odessa American's front page today, 50% capacity ordinance ends today. Hospitalizations down. Experts say keep wearing masks. Rescuing Christmas. Empty stocking and angel tree come through. Annual fund drive remains $66,000 short of goal. JP's work ethics questioned. Home builder says officials have been unavailable since spring. Those are some of the articles that our volunteers will be reading today. And then we'll have more news with the Wall Street Journal at 6 o'clock this evening. Finally, as always on Friday, I like to remind you that we have the program that's called On the Lighter Side, and that's readings from very humorous publications and very funny authors and writers that kind of give a lighthearted look at things as we continue through some of these days that we're in, and it's also just kind of a nice way to wrap up the week. On the Lighter Side tonight at 7 o'clock. And that brings us to a close for this broadcast. We'll be back on Monday. Meanwhile, have a safe weekend and be well. We will, of course, end with a song as we always do on Fridays. And after last week's good-sounding Ella Fitzgerald Christmas song, I thought we'd do another one this week, coming from that album, Ella Swings Christmas. Here's Ella with Let It Snow. Have a great weekend.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
2020 Holiday Shipping Dates. Recommended sending dates for expected delivery before December 25. USP Retail Ground Service, December 15. First Class Mail Service, December 18. Priority Mail Service, December 19. Priority Mail Express Service, December 23. Source, United States Postal Service.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 57 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 40s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Really?
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey,
say you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's been naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Through the window a sight. the man with all the toys. How thrilled that someone must have been. And he must have been tempted to go in.
He stayed out in the cold, and when he left them he told
about the man with all the toys.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah. all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven.
Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Thank you. bells ring, are you listening?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Are you listening? Sleigh bells
ring.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 57 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 40s. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading out a